One of the main objectives of the resolution was to, I suppose, reaffirm the fact that Ibrahim was a juvenile. He was 17 at the time of his arrest, and that he does potentially face the death penalty for the series of charges that have been levelled against him, despite the fact that all legal opinions that we've had is that the charges are fabricated. There's no witnesses named. They're all just police services witnesses, so that the charges don't stack up. And also he's facing a mass trial, so it's impossible for him to get a fair trial. And that's stated within the resolution.